boosters to be approved for ages 12 to 15. Reported from Washington by the editors of the New York Times. The Food and Drug Administration is planning to broaden eligibility for coronavirus vaccine booster shots on Monday, allowing 12 to 15-year-olds to receive third doses of Pfizer-BioNTech's vaccine, according to people familiar with the agency's deliberations. Regulators are also expected to authorize an extra shot of Pfizer's vaccine for both adolescents and adults 5 months after receiving a second dose, instead of the current interval of 6 months. Younger children ages 5 to 11 with immune deficiencies would be able to receive booster shots as well. The decision to expand the use of the shot would come just as schools prepare to open after the holiday break, and as governments around the world try to respond to the fast-spreading Omicron variant. Israel on Thursday approved a fourth dose of vaccine for people with weakened immune systems, and Britain's National Health Service said its hospitals would erect field wards to help deal with the surge in cases. Several U.S. states hit their records for coronavirus cases this week, disrupting the lives of millions of Americans. New York's mayor-elect Eric Adams vowed to keep the city's vaccine mandate for private sector companies in place. And the CDC issued a blunt warning to potential travelers. Avoid cruise travel regardless of vaccination status. Health officials are trying to encourage more Americans to get a booster shot. Just over a third of fully vaccinated adults have received one and warn that the unvaccinated face the greatest risk of severe illness and death from Omicron. Our CDC guidance has been very clear that people should get their boost when they are eligible, Dr. Rochelle P. Walensky, the CDC director, said. That is both for, because of waning immunity, and because we need more protection against Omicron. More than 70% of people 12 and older in the United States are fully vaccinated, according to the CDC. Around a quarter of children between 5 and 11 have received at least one dose. Children under 5 are still not eligible for a vaccine.